At the state fairgrounds, hundreds of activists on Ohio's political right began a two-day meeting that had been scheduled long before the court verdict. Advocates at various booths hawked their causes: the NRA, Christian schools, lower taxes, an abortion ban. But the court ruling the health care law constitutional was the big buzz. Tea Party leader from Avon Lake, Dave Zupan, was there.
Speaking from a military standpoint, when you lose a battle, the troops get inspired. They're like, you know what? That was a nasty loss, but we're not going to take that. We're going to regroup, and we're going to kick their ass in the next battle. The next battle in Ohio is November.
Zupan pushed the Senate campaign of conservative Republican Josh Mandel and said Romney could win Ohio on Mandel's coattails. The head of a coalition of more than 70 local Ohio Tea Party groups, Tom Zawatowski, agreed that's now the only solution for foes of the national health care law and its mandate that virtually everyone must have coverage.
The bottom line is win in November. Everything else takes care of itself. In other words, we don't need any Supreme Court. We don't need the media. We don't need parties. We don't need anything. What we need to do is win that White House and win the Senate in November. And then Governor Romney is on the record as saying, I will repeal this.
Ironically, though, a lot of Tea Party folks, libertarians and conservatives, have thought up till now Mitt Romney was too liberal.
Well, and see, this is the kind of the come to Jesus moment for our movement, right? Because, you know, we ought to be adults. There's only two people really running, though. Gary Johnson's going to be here at the convention, and we like him from the Libertarian Party. And that'd be great if he had a chance to win. But the reality is, this is about freedom and liberty versus statism. Mitt Romney happens to be the freedom and liberty candidate. Whether he's, you know, conservative enough for us doesn't matter. He's on the record saying, I will repeal this bill, you know, as soon as I get sworn in. That's good enough for us.
If anybody at the We the People conference personified the conservatives' dilemma, it was Nita Thomas from Cincinnati.
I'm really not that enthused about Romney himself, but now with this coming down, all my enthusiasm is going in that direction, including for him.
While activists on the right rallied at the fairgrounds, about 50 activists on the left rallied downtown across from the State House. What they meant by build it now was Ohio should finally move ahead implementing a key part of the national law by setting up exchanges that will let Ohioans compare various health insurance policies. Right after the high court declared the law constitutional, top Ohio officials, Republicans, said they continue to believe an exchange wouldn't be good for Ohio. They hinted Ohio won't move on one, which means the feds will impose their own on Ohio. That rankled Kathleen Geminer, a veteran advocate of health care for all.
We call on Ohio's lawmakers, Governor Kasich and Insurance Commissioner Mary Taylor, to get to work.
These activists personified their argument by highlighting Jenny Lynn. She said she'd been hit with breast cancer and her husband with rheumatoid arthritis.
In 2006, we were paying around $560 for our health insurance. And by 2010, we were paying just under $2,000.
Lynn said only through a high-risk pool linked with the national law had her family survived medically and financially. A leader of the left-leaning group Progress Ohio, Brian Rothenberg, advised the crowd to email and call their state legislators and the governor with a simple message.
The war is over. It's time to come together and enact the law.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.